Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A cloudy and cool start to the weekend. You can expect drizzle along the escarpment this morning. It will clear up from this afternoon. In the northwest, also windy, and with that, a warning of extremely high fire danger conditions. That's over the Greater Taung local municipality. Pretoria today up to 23, Joburg and Rustenburg 22, Mpumalanga and Polokwane 19, and eMalahleni a high of 21 degrees.
Neil van der Westhuizen says on the R21 south, two lanes are closed for construction at the R23 intersection. He says it's backed up all the way till the R25 intersection.
Business Unity of South Africa has boycotted the signing of the Presidential Health Compact, saying it was agreed upon unilaterally by government. Acting President Paul Mashatile has signed the second Presidential Health Compact, which aims to improve the quality of health services. But BUZA maintains this is a cover to support the controversial National Health Insurance. And Apple will allow our iPhone and iPad users in the European Union to delete the App Store or its Safari browser. Apple had long fiercely protected the App Store as the lone gateway for digital content to get onto its popular mobile devices. The change comes as the company loosens its grip on devices in the EU due to the bloc's landmark new digital rules. I'm Khadi D'Souza. More news at 8.
Some cricket to look forward to later. The Proteas will take on the West Indies in the first of three T20 internationals in Trinidad tonight. Coach Rob Walters says the series is ideal for bringing in 18-year-old fast bowler Gwena Mapaga into the national setup. The youngster was pivotal in getting South Africa to the semis of the Under-19 World Cup with a haul of 21 wickets. He made his domestic T20 debut for the Lions and then featured for the Mumbai Indians in the IPL.
Skill sets aside, I love his mindset, love his calmness. We see him as a strong potential for the Proteas moving forward, and it was an ideal opportunity to just to get him on tour and get him into the system.
Can't imagine playing IPL as an 18-year-old schoolboy. Lewis Hamilton has urged Formula One to end its 30-year absence from Africa, stressing that the sport must no longer ignore the continent in future plans, with Africa last hosting a race in 1993 in Kyalami. Rwanda has emerged as a contender, F1 boss Stefano Domenicali describing their plans as serious. F1, meanwhile, is back from its summer break and headed to the Netherlands. The weekend marks the fourth edition of the Dutch Grand Prix since its return to the calendar in 2021. And Orlando Pirates coach Jose Rivero has urged the Sea Robbers to be at their best and not undermine Madagascar champions Disciples FC. They meet in a crucial CAF Champions League match at Orlando Stadium this evening. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Everyone's disposable. Every time I date somebody.